Well, we have a special treat this morning. Tom Trexler is going to be coming from the Gideons to speak with us to deliver the message today. Just a little background on him. He's been married for 30 years, has three kids all in college. Bless his heart, right? And he is a former vice president of the whole state of South Carolina for the Gideons and has just some incredible stories to share with us, and I won't take any more time. Tom, if you'll come up and share with us.
How is it that you can watch that movie or video? I've now watched it four times since last night, and it gets me every time. It's the children. I have a 19-year-old. She went to the Dominican when she was 14 for the first time on a missions trip. Went four times. My oldest son went, and it changed their lives. So any of your children, any of you here, have an opportunity to go on a missions trip. Don't let fear, as that one girl was sharing, stop you. Because God, I heard a gentleman say one time, you will never, ever see God on that runway waving goodbye to the plane. He's always there. And look at the change and the impact that made. And I want to share with you today the impact you're helping to make through the Gideon ministry. But I want to start off with these words. There is no God. Now, those aren't my words. Those were the words that broke a mother's heart. As her twin sons, 16 years old, were telling her they didn't believe there was a God. They were professing atheists, and it broke her heart because when they were little, she had them in the church. And here they were saying that to her. And Kevin and Keith went off to the University of Wisconsin. And there on the campus one day, Kevin was walking across the campus, and it was a cold, damp morning, and he came across a Gideon who was there giving out Bibles that day. And Kevin not only refused it, but he said some things to that Gideon he probably shouldn't have said. And as he walked on, he saw another Gideon. And then he noticed as far as his eyes could see, about every 50 yards were these Gideons handing out Bibles. So when he went to the next one, he took one just so he could walk past the rest of them and go, got one, got one. But for some reason, he went back to his dorm room and he started reading. And he read throughout the Gospels, book after book, chapter after chapter, verse after verse, skipping class after class. At the end of the day, he knelt down on his knees and gave his life to Jesus Christ. But then he realized he had a problem. His best friend in the entire world was his twin brother, Keith, and he knew he'd be ticked. But he knew he had to go tell him what had happened. Knocked on his door. He goes in, Keith has a Gideon Testament, and Keith tells him that he gave his life to the Lord that day. Here were two twins, not knowing the other had gotten a Bible, both read it, both gave their lives to Jesus Christ just through the reading and the power of God's Word, changed their lives, and Kevin went on to become a pastor. And Keith serves in full-time ministry as well. Now, most of you are aware that the Gideons place Bibles in the hotels, but we also place them on college campuses. We place them in hospitals, prisons, military bases, just to name a few. And the Gideons are made up of Christian business and professional men whose sole purpose is to win men, women, boys, and girls to a saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we do that through the placing of God's word and through personal witnessing. But we are literally a missions arm of your church. We wouldn't exist without the church. That's where the Bibles come from. And you don't realize this, but do you know you have 300,000 missionaries, so to speak, serving on your behalf, men and women, going out on your behalf, handing out the word of God in 197 countries, printed in 90 different languages, and boy, are they handing them out at the rate of 1 million copies every 5 days. 84 million last year, 1.8 billion over the last 100 years. But what's exciting is that nearly 1 billion of those were handed out in just the last 15 years as God is opening doors like he's never done before. And why do we do it? because of God's promise in Isaiah 55:11, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. And you saw on the video Acts 1:8, which is my theme verse as well. And there is Jesus, just before he ascended, his last words to the disciples were, ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Well, Lexington, Columbia, that's your Jerusalem. And the Gideons are handing out the word of God right here in your area. And let's go over to Fort Jackson. At Fort Jackson, the Gideons for decades have been giving out the word of God to the fighting men and women who serve our country. And one day, a few years ago, a soldier was walking across the base, headed back to his barracks with the sole intention of taking his life. When he passed a trash can, and sitting on top of the trash was a discarded Gideon military testament. Well, the camouflage attracted his eyes, and so he picked it up, and he took it back to his barracks, and he too started reading through the word. And that day, that soldier did not take his life, but gave his life to Jesus Christ. And I know that because I was speaking in a church, and a pastor told me the testimony after the service. He said, I had the incredible privilege of discipling that young soldier at Fort Jackson, and he went on to serve Christ for many, many years. What a blessing to know that God's word never returns us to void. But now let's travel outside the U.S. Let's go literally to the uttermost parts of the earth. Russia. The Gideons have been able to hand out over 100 million copies of God's word in the former Soviet Union. India last year, 11 million copies were handed out. They tell us they could take 100 million if we would provide it. The men are there. The people are willing. We just don't have enough to be able to do that. But the doors are open, and Gideons are serving on your behalf in areas that are extremely dangerous. There are Gideons handing out the word of God in Beirut, Lebanon, Damascus, Syria, Vietnam, Pakistan, even China now, as God is starting to open that door on a trial basis. We have been able to hand out above ground 2.8 million copies in the last couple of years in China. And we expect that door to break wide open one day. And what amazing thing that'll be. But I had the opportunity to go to Africa and hand out the word of God in Nigeria, a rather dangerous place to go, but God protected us as we were there, and he was definitely with us. And the first day we got there, we went into the schools, and at night we went into this school that was a school for the kids during the day, but at night the adults would go there for continuing education, as you see in this picture. We went there, and in the next picture, I'd given the Bibles out to the adults, and it was when I left that classroom, and we were going to another one, I guess it was one of their children, this little girl blocked our path, and she said, please, sir, please, won't you give me a Bible? Well, Sam, the Nigerian Gideon that was with me, he looked at her and he said, well, how old are you? And she said, 5. He said, well, can you read? And she went, no, sir. He said, well, go on. We only have enough for those who can read. It was kind of direct, and that kind of shocked me. But you know what? That little girl, she wouldn't go on. She locked her toes in that dirt, and she took her eyes off of Sam, and she locked in on my eyes because she saw a weakness. You know how children are. They can sense a weakness, and she had a mark, and it was me. And she looked at me with these beautiful eyes, and she said, please, sir, please, won't you give me a Bible? I'll have my mother read it to me. And Sam looked at me, and he said, well, Tom, what are we going to do? I said, we don't have a problem. She's getting a Bible. And I gave her a Bible, and I got the greatest hug I've ever gotten in my life. As she wrapped her little arms around my neck and just thanked me and thanked me. And what an incredible picture that is. We couldn't refuse her. And how we're imperfect, sinful men, how much more our perfect, loving Father, when we pray to him, cannot refuse our prayers. It was just a great picture. I prayed that time that I was there. I said, God, I want you to show me your heart. I want to see these people as you see them. And he showed me his heart through that little girl and throughout the week. Now, we could go to any school, anywhere, anytime, walk into the principal or headmaster's office and say, we're here with the Gideons, and we want to give your children Bibles. Now, what would happen if we did that here? I'll tell you what would happen. We'd be shown the door. It wouldn't happen at all. But over there, it was a complete opposite. It was, praise God, thank you. And they'd take us class to class, or they'd empty all the students out into a field. And not only would they want us to give them Bibles, but they would encourage us to tell them about Jesus. And we did that. And look at this next picture. I had just done exactly that. And here's the kids signing their names in the back of the testaments, giving their lives to Christ. Look at these pictures. Look at these faces of joy in this next picture. This is my screensaver on my laptop. I don't ever want to forget them. That's why I get so choked up when I watch that Dominican Republic, when you see those kids. These kids, they're so precious and so excited about God's word. And look in the conditions of these classrooms in the next picture. They would just paint the concrete walls black, and they would write on that with the chalk for the lessons. And in this next picture, you'll see, as I gave this Bible, this was this boy's first Bible he'd ever had. He was so excited, he got up in front of his classmates and just started reading the scriptures out loud. Now, in this next picture, you'll see where we had gone out into the bush, and we were out in the really remote areas of Africa, and we found this school, and there were 800 children that poured out into the field to get Bibles. And I was with Ushe Umiago on this day. He was a Nigerian Gideon. His nickname was Lion Killer. And so he was a good guy to have with you because he was an intimidating guy. But we were handing those Bibles out one at a time to the kids, and they would all receive them with two hands and go, thank you, thank you. But when I'd walk by, they would always laugh. There was this polite giggling, and as I'd get farther away, it'd be heavier laughter. And it happened at every school, and I was wondering, why are these kids laughing at me? I figured it was maybe this American who was sweating profusely because it was 100 degrees, 100% humidity, and I was about to die. But it happened at every school. And the last day, we went into a school that was 5 stories high. We went up to the 5th floor to an assembly there, gave out 250 Bibles to the kids. And we go back downstairs, and the windows were open, and I heard this laughter just pouring out of the windows. And I'm going, what have they been laughing at all week? And then I heard them. They were mocking me. I heard them up there going, I'd like to give you a Bible. Bible. And they just laugh. You see, they speak perfect English in Nigeria. They just don't speak Southern South Carolina English. Kids are no different no matter where you go. You got to love them. But I want you to see in this picture, you're seeing only 400 of the 800. There's just as many to the right out of the picture as there is in it. So I want you to picture in your mind 1,500 students. That's what was awaiting us at the next school, 1,500 junior and senior high age. We pulled into this courtyard. They didn't know what we were there for. Then we unloaded our 1,500 Bibles, and then word got out. And they started running from everywhere. It was like you had kicked over a fire ant hill, and they just swarmed us. And they completely surrounded Ushe and I. Now, they would not line up. They could not bring order. And that's not a good situation. I was warned when I went to Africa, never have your back to a wall. They'll crush you. Never be in a situation where you can't escape. But we were here in the middle with all of them around us. And here were these 1,500 students. And ones at the back were certainly thinking, here we are, 1,500 of us, two of them, I'm not going to get a Bible. So they started panicking, and they started pushing, and the others pushed back, and then they just attacked us. They charged us. They knocked us to the ground. They were on top of us. It was a huge pile of kids jumping on top of us, actually reaching around us, clawing at us, pulling our clothes, trying to get at the Bibles. And we were being crushed under the weight of the children when I heard this sound, whack, whack. The teachers and the principal had all rushed out with cane poles, these little discipline rods that they used, and started beating the kids off of us to keep them from crushing us. And then we got up. The teachers formed a circle around us, holding the cane poles up, keeping the kids back, and making them come into the circle one at a time to get a Bible. And all 1,500 children got their own copy of God's Word. And the headmaster and I just broke out in laughter at this scene. I can't even come close to telling you what it was like. They didn't mean us harm. They just wanted a Bible. Can you imagine that type of hunger for the Word of God? We saw it everywhere we went. This next picture, we gave out 118,702 copies, one at a time, to those precious people in Nigeria. And we left there, and we were headed back to the city. We were still out in the remote areas of Africa, and we passed a sign on the side of the road that said International Hospital. And I looked at Ushe, and I went, this isn't on our list. We had a list of every prison, every army base, every school, hospital, hotels, and we'd been to all of them in our area. But here, we didn't have this on our list. And he said, it's no problem. We got Bibles in the trunk. Let's go. So we go down one of these remote dirt roads. We get to the end, and there's just this little teeny building. It looked like somebody's house. The windows were open, dirt floors, chickens running around. I said, we made a wrong turn. A man came out, and I said, sir, we're trying to find the International Hospital. He said, this is it. I said, well, we're here with the Gideons, and we're here to place Bibles on the bedside. Well, there were no tables. We go in, there were four beds. They were rusty, old. We just laid the beds, three of them were empty, and we laid Bibles on the beds. On the fourth bed was a baby, probably 6, 7 weeks old. Its head was so swollen, you could tell that it was near death. And you could tell, especially from the look on the mother's face, how grave the situation was. And then it just hit me. And I said, ma'am, there are over 6 billion people on this earth. Over 6 billion. We had no intentions of coming here today. God directed us down this dirt road for one. Here in the middle of Africa, one. You. He knows what you're going through, and he wants to go through it with you. And he wants to go through it with you, with his word. And I gave her a little Gideon Bible, and she just wept. And I saw God's heart. But you don't have to go to Africa to see his heart. Every one of you is going through something. If you haven't, you will. And God wants you to know he wants to go through it with you. And he wants to go through it with you with his word. At headquarters in Nashville, the Gideons received a letter from Nigeria, and it was a boy. And it read like this: I am boy, 14 years old. There is but one Bible in school. Can't read Bible but 1 minute a day. I beg you, sir, I beg you in the name of the Father above, send Bible. Can't send Bible, send Testament. Can't send Testament, send gospel tract. Can't send gospel tract. Would you please send me one page of Jesus' book? Signed by a 14-year-old Nigerian student. One of our Gideons, while they were on this trip, went into a school in a remote area of Africa, and he goes into the headmaster and says, we're here with the Gideons to give your students Bibles. And she went, praise God, I have been praying for years that God would send someone to our school with Bibles. She said, you see, we have but one Bible in school, and all the students share it. And we do Bible hour every week. And she said, I want you to do Bible hour today. And Ralph said, I'll be glad to. And he did. And she said, I want you to tell them about Jesus. And he gave them 250-plus Bibles, and over 50 of those students gave their lives to Jesus Christ. Now, this next picture, that was the Bible that all of them shared. It was a little Gideon Testament held together with tape. Virtually every verse in it was highlighted in pencil. And the kids had their names written all throughout it over the years. Every one of them got their own Bible. And like I said, over 50 of them gave their lives to Jesus Christ. In this last picture, you're going to see where I went to a school and gave Bibles out to the older children. And then we got in our car, and I took this picture out of the window. Now, this was a kindergarten, and this was students that didn't get it. They didn't get a Bible. They weren't faces of joy. And this is just one of those pictures God gives you. As I took that picture, and when I looked at it when it was developed later, I woke up every night for over a month with their faces just seared in my brain. And there are millions upon millions upon millions of children like that all over the world that desperately want copies of God's word. So would you please pray that we'll be able to reach them? I'm going to Hong Kong later this year in a totally different type situation to give out Bibles. But the beautiful thing about the Gideon ministry, and we want you to give, is when I went to Nigeria, when I go to Hong Kong, we pay our way. We pay all of our ways in the Gideons. 100%. This is such a pure ministry for over 100 years. 100% of what you give goes to buy Bibles and nothing else. And so you can know that it'll make a difference. God promises it'll make a difference. A Bible like this costs all of $1.30. $130 will buy a case of 100, enough for two classrooms. But whether you can give one or 100, it'll make a difference. You know, in third world countries where most of these Bibles today that you give will go, on average, 10 people will read it. Their brothers, their sisters, their aunts, their uncles, their parents, they'll all read it. So if you gave 100, you'd reach 1,000 with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And if you didn't come prepared to give today, there's a bulletin insert that you can tear out and you can mail it in. If you make checks out, you can make it out to the Gideons International. And then you can help throughout the year by using the Gideon Card Program. There's more about that in your bulletin insert. And you can join with us. If you're a Christian business or professional, man, talk with us afterwards. We'd love to have you to be a part of this ministry and help us to get his word out. And I'd like to close with this verses. In John 21, 15 through 17, you know, Peter had earlier denied Jesus three times. And now in this scripture, Jesus is restoring Peter. And he says to him three times, Peter, do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? And Peter says, you know I love you. You know I love you. You know I love you. And what did Jesus say to him? Feed my sheep. These are God's precious sheep. And he has called us in Acts 1:8 to be witnesses here in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and literally to the uttermost parts of the earth. So I want to thank you for allowing us to share today. And I'm not here to share what I have done, not what the Gideons are doing, but what you are doing through this ministry to reach the lost literally to the uttermost parts of the earth. Thank you. And we'll be standing as you leave out here to the right. And if you have an opportunity to give, we'd really appreciate that. Thank you.
As Tom said, as you leave, there'll be an opportunity for you to give to the Gideons so they can purchase more Bibles. Every story he told, I think we got our $1.30s worth, didn't we? I mean, in transformed lives, we know what a power and difference that makes. When kids came to Vacation Bible School and they said, I don't have a Bible, we made sure they had one. So as we leave today, let's be generous so we can make sure other kids and other young people and other people who are going through times of crisis can have Bibles as well. Jack.